The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Good morning. Welcome to our day long on whole body breathing. This will be a day of practice with mindfulness of breathing, so it is a concentration practice. I recognize most of you, but let me just in case. Is there anybody here who hasn't been here for a day long before? Okay. The center is available for your use today, so there's the bathrooms in the back. There's three bathrooms on the opposite of the kitchen. And then the kitchen is available for your use as well. If you brought a lunch and would like to put your lunch in the refrigerator or use the microwaves at lunchtime, that's all available for you to use. And there's a hot water urn station for tea, and the teas are in the drawers underneath that station, and the mugs and cups are underneath that that area. I'll set out a magic marker so you can mark your cup if you... We'd prefer you use the same cup all day so that we don't have either a lot of dishes or a lot of trash. We'll be alternating periods of sitting and walking today, and during the walking practice, if you're choosing to do a kind of a back-and-forth walking, we ask that you not do that in the dentist parking lot next door. They've requested that we not use their parking lot. They have traffic coming and going, and people walking kind of slowly can be a distraction and a hindrance for their clients. And also that you not walk back and forth in front of their driveway. You can pretty much walk in the neighborhood, or you can walk in the meditation hall, in the community hall out there, or in our parking lot. Let's see, are there any other logistical things? I will not be having any formal interview periods today. The day will be quite a bit of guided meditation instructions and discussion about the practice. It's a different kind of awareness of breathing practice than many people have done before, so I'm going to give quite a bit of instruction during the day. So there will not be interviews, but I will be available for informal questions during the walking periods. If you have questions, you can just come up and ask me the questions. And there will be opportunities for questions and discussion, both in the morning and in the afternoon. Any questions about logistics of the day? The schedule is on the stage over there as you enter the meditation hall, and also on the Donna box. So you have two places you can check into the schedule. I can't say that we will follow it exactly. It kind of depends on how the discussion goes and what unfolds. So hold that lightly. Hold that schedule lightly. So the practice that I'm going to be guiding you in today is a practice that comes from the Thai forest tradition, directly to me through Thanissaro Bhikkhu, through Thanjeff, and to Thanjeff through his teacher in Thailand, Ajahn Phuong, and to Ajahn Phuong through his teacher, Ajahn Lee, who is quite a famous Thai forest master of the last century. He's written several books, which are freely available here from time to time. I'm not sure if there's any. Ajahn Lee has written several books that Thanjeff has translated, this being one of them, Keeping the Breath in Mind. And if you see a copy of this book It describes Ajahn Lee's instructions about this practice. I'm going to use a slightly different form of the kind of induction into the practice, one that has worked for me. Anton Jeff does yet a different version. So Tan Jeff also has several books. His meditations books that are often freely available there describe, if you go through some of those books and look for any of the talks that he's given about the breath, they will be talking about this practice. So if you want, you know, further reading about this practice after the day, there's some resources for you to go to. So it's a slightly different style of concentration practice in that most styles of concentration practice, at least initially, begin by bringing the focus down to a narrow place in the body, tip of the nostrils, sternum, or belly, and that you... It kind of feels, to me at least, the instructions have felt like a narrowing of the attention to a very small part of the body, and allowing the mind to come back to that small area over and over again, eventually kind of dropping away the other experiences of the body. This practice is more inclusive in that you're encouraged from very early on in the practice to keep the attention very broad and to take in the whole body, bodily experience while you're paying attention to the breathing. And initially, the practice does consist of kind of staying at one place in the body to kind of center the attention in one place. And it's different for each person depending on where it's easiest to connect with the experience of breathing. But still keeping the attention broad. And then as the attention settles in that place, that you begin to spread the sense of the breathing through the whole body. And this, it sounds perhaps a little bit mysterious, and I will guide you through this through the day. But just right now, just to give you a little bit of a sense of this, put your attention in your left arm. And then while you're breathing, you know that you're breathing and connect to the knowing that you're breathing in and out, and yet keeping your attention in your left arm, just noticing whether there's any sense of a subtle shift of sensation that happens in your arm while you're breathing. You may or may not be able to sense this. This was kind of one of the ways for me to realize, oh, you know, there's actually a subtle vibratory energy shift that's associated with the breathing process. Another way to feel it or to think of it is to kind of think about or imagine, almost using your imagination. Imagine that the breath is coming in through your skin with every breath. So know when you're breathing in, but kind of imagine that the breath is coming in through the palms of your hands, through the surface of your skin, through the soles of your feet. And see if there's a sense of a subtle energy body experience that's associated with the experience of breathing. So to connect with this experience, which can be a subtle experience, it's really helpful to have a relaxation, both a broad attention and a relaxed attention. One of the main aspects, at least for me, of concentration practice in general, and of this practice in particular, the kind of focused attention that we usually think about for concentration, where we really narrow down the focus to one particular area of the body. To me, that feels like it's not necessarily a broadening of the attention, and it can be done. You can concentrate on an area like the sternum or at the nostrils through restricting your attention. But this object of whole body awareness, the mind has to be relaxed and open in order to connect with that experience. It's almost impossible to narrow and restrict the awareness and experience this whole body energy experience that's related to the breathing. So I like this particular practice. For me, this has been a good concentration style of practice because my mind tends to narrow and tighten. And this was a kind of a good a balance for that. And also the practice of concentration, contrary to most of our belief, is not one of tightening and narrowing and really kind of focusing in a way. There's a way that there's a focus, but it's really one of letting go and relaxation. The more relaxed you can be, the more you can let go, the easier it is for the concentration to arise. And we don't actually do the concentration. The concentration is a result of creating conditions that allow it to arise. So taking the time, in my own experience of concentration practice, taking the time to set up the container of the practice is extremely helpful. So this first sitting that we'll do in a few minutes will be primarily about setting up the container for the meditation. We're not going to be moving to so much the whole body in this first meditation, but we're really going to look at how to pay attention. In concentration practice, the manner in which we pay attention is pretty much the most important thing. That it be a very relaxed, soft, not tight mental climate. And so in my own experience, the setting up of this container, for me, it's helpful to begin with relaxation. Relaxation of the body and relaxation of the mind. And then from that space of relaxation and a place where the mind feels pretty comfortable and at ease, then starting to try to turn the attention to focus on an experience. Typically, at least in my experience, when I turn my attention to focus on something, the mind almost immediately starts to contract down. It gets a little tight around that focus. And so in that recognition, backing off, going back to the relaxation, and seeing if you can, connecting again to that relaxation, bringing the attention back to the breathing, whether the mind can begin to learn how to be relaxed and focused at the same time. And for me, I tend to, in setting up this container of the meditation, to go back and forth quite a few times to between the relaxation and the trying to bring the attention to a particular experience. For instance, you know, I tend to pay attention to the breathing at the sternum. So that's where I turn my attention. And if I notice that the mind contracts, I relax back. And then, okay, let's try again. And at some point in that process, the mind begins to learn how to stay connected with that experience, focusing on the breathing without tightening down around it. So this is really what I call the process of setting up the container, the learning how to use this relaxed, soft mind to turn your attention to an experience. And for different people, this setting up this container takes different amounts of time. Some people it comes very naturally to. Other people, like myself, it can take quite a long time. It can take quite a long time for the mind to be able to be relaxed and focused. My own mental habit of focus is one of doing this. And so I really have to keep reminding myself, back off, back off. And the other aspect of this is that, for me at least, it seems easiest to start in a place where the mind is very relaxed, and then it's like I try to stay back in that space and then allow the experience to come into that space, as opposed to trying to take that mental space to apply it to an experience of the breathing, settling back in that space and just inviting experience to come into that space. So patience is really helpful in this process. And another little tool that I find helpful in my own practice is that we're not, a kind of a reflection for myself, that we're not really attending to the breath in order to get concentrated. It's more, if I can have the attitude about this practice of I'm attending to the breath for the sake of the breath. We're attending to the experience for the sake of the experience itself, not in order to accomplish something. With that attitude, the concentration happens. With the attitude of in order to, that movement of mind to create something tends to get in the way of the arising of the concentration. Let's see if there's anything else I want to say before we do a guided meditation. The other aspect of concentration practice is that it's really helpful to allow and to actually incline the mind towards comfortableness in the breathing, to find a way to breathe and to be aware of that breathing in which both body and mind get really comfortable. They get pretty happy, pretty contented, a sense of ease around the experience of the breathing. Tan Jeff uses this sort of strange analogy, but it works. I mean, he says, you know, if you want, and this I think came from his own teacher, Ajahn Phuong, if you want to catch something that's very slippery, like an eel, and the breath is kind of slippery like that, you know, it's not something that you you know, can really hold on to and grab onto. The movement of turning to grab onto it kind of makes it disappear. So if you want to catch something slippery like an eel, you need to find a place that you can put something that the eel will really like, and then the eel will go to that thing. So he says, you know, if you want to catch an eel, you take a dead animal and you put it in a jar, and then you put that jar in the river, and then the eels will just go right into the jar because it's going to something that it likes, something that nourishes it. And as I said, this is from his own teacher. So the idea is to, you know, in order to have the mind catch the breath, it needs to have something that it wants to go to, something that nourishes it. And this comfortable feeling actually feels like a nourishment to the mind and the body. And you may get a sense of this throughout the day, a sense of the mind and body being actually nourished and fed by this experience of the breathing. So it's the nourishment, that feeling of being nourished, of being filled with this comfortable quality that supports the mind settling with the experience of breathing. So we're going to do about a 45-minute sitting. So some of you, I know, have been sitting for about 20, 25 minutes. If you want to take a minute to just stand up and stretch your legs.